Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
None that I know, that I'm aware of. I'm really focused on coaching this game in the next couple of days here. Obviously unfortunate the way that thing went down, and I'm a big Jamarcus Ingram fan and forever will be here, so I'm pulling for him.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio yesterday, speaking on the Darius Slay, Jamarcus Ingram situation. I guess, right? Like, he's always going to be a Jamarcus Ingram fan. I made reference to that quote earlier. And, I get from that little chunk and also his presser with the rest of the media after the media hit with Sal. Not necessarily the happiest about how that went down, but
it's that you were able to look at him and see the irritation on his face.
Yeah, and he essentially answered the last question by saying yes.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Like in multiple different ways as somebody
yes,
who's
sir,
agitated.
Sure.
Like, yeah. Right. You know? Like I don't
are you
know.
Saying yes, sir,
or yes,
yes
sure.
Sure, yes, sir, sure.
How about both? Double whammy.
So, Joe, you and I made a—I don't want to say dangerous claim on Thursday, but it's kind of dangerous. We are flirting with potential eating of our words. I would like to say. Back
you
on
mean
Thursday,
dark
on
voodoo magic
on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You and I talked briefly about how we both proclaimed, maybe a little too soon, mostly because the games just haven't been played this weekend yet. We said the Chiefs are done this year. I don't want to necessarily take a step back, but I do want to pause for a second and go, Joe, what the hell are we thinking?
Thinking logically, I think. You're going to play the Texans, who have that insane defense. And
without three of your five starting offensive linemen, which are already bad this year.
Yes, and the Bills were able to actually get back there and do some stuff too. I know their defensive line was healthier, but I would be absolutely worried if I'm a Chiefs fan about that game, because I think the defense is going to win that game for Texans. Then you play the Chargers again. That one might be a little interesting. It's a divisional game. Those can go either way. Herbert's hurt. Joe Alt's out. So like, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen there. So that one could go either way. Chiefs Titans. I mean, that would be a tough loss for the Chiefs there. So maybe they win that game. I think they lose to the Broncos again, and then the Raiders. It's just divisional matchups, and you never know. Like, we've known from experience, Miami, even if they look terrible, do play the Bills tough. Like, you see them twice a year. You have the most film on them. You understand what they're doing. Like, and if there's ever a time the Raiders should and could show up, it would be to just shank the Chiefs going into the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like how we're thinking about the the Dolphins versus the Patriots in the final week of the season. Like, could that happen? So, I don't know. I think they go 10-7, maybe. I don't know if that gets them a playoff spot, though.
10-7, based on the tiebreaker problem that they have?
Does not.
Especially if 10-7 comes at the heels of losing to the Texans, becomes the biggest problem that the Chiefs can encounter.
Mm-hmm.
10-7, if they get a win against Houston, will help them. 10-7, while losing to Houston,
it's over.
It's mostly a death sentence.
So it's over.
Ready? 6-7, and you have tiebreakers against only the Indianapolis Colts ahead of you, where even if you fall to 6-7, by the way, you also hit 3-5 on conference games.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, ew. Wait, why am I saying that? It's the Chiefs. Ha!
Yeah.
So that's where it is. Like, I find the funniest conversation sometimes, you know, like, granted, again, it's first take, so take that with a massive pound of salt. Take it with 2 pounds of salt.
They're talking about legacy?
No, they were talking about Miami. Hey, Miami might be able to squeak into the playoffs. With what? Their 2-6 conference record on the tiebreakers?
Yeah, seriously.
Good luck.
Wish the best of luck to you.
I genuinely do. If you hit 10-7 as the Miami Dolphins, guess what? The door's being slammed in your face because you have a 2-6 conference record right now. You already have 6 losses within the AFC. If the Chiefs hit loss number 5 in the AFC, good night. Because now if you have ties between like 3 teams with the same record and you lost the head-to-heads to both of them, it's not head-to-head that they're going to go after then. The primary tiebreaker when teams are tied with the same record is often
conference opponent and conference record.
Conference record.
Mm-hmm.
Because say it's the Bills, Texans, and Chiefs all with the same record at the bottom of the wild card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're looking for three teams trying to get 2 spots. It's going to go to the Bills and the Texans. Well, because these teams have played each other.
Right.
You can then go Houston beat both of them, Buffalo beat one of them, Kansas City beat none of them. But if you don't operate that way, which they don't with 3-way ties, and it's typically used for when teams don't all play each other. So say it's Buffalo, Indy, Kansas City. They're going to look at the conference record first.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And you get – so Indy, the team that lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But Indy didn't play Buffalo.
Right. So
so you use the conference record tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City's getting the door slammed in their face. And Indianapolis is turning into a pumpkin in live time.
Yeah, they are. They're falling apart, especially with Daniel Jones playing on the fractured fibula.
So I just gave you the roadmap for how even the Colts slammed the door in Kansas City's face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not looking good at all for them to make the playoffs, especially –
I will say.
With the Texans game, that's going to start him off bad.
At the end of the day, though, I need to take lessons from years past because I'm being a dodo. When I tried to declare the Patriots dead and they go ho-hum and win a Super Bowl in 2019. Was it 2018? Which one?
The
Rams one.
2018. 2017 was where they lost to the Eagles. So.
Yeah, 2018. Because 2019 is Brady's last game as a Patriot. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going ahead and looking at this and going, don't be foolish. They made their job a lot harder when they lost to the Dallas Cowboys of all teams.
Yeah, they did.
And that's a non-conference game, though. That's just pure record at this point, though. Because even if they were standing there at 7-5, the only team you vaulted was Pittsburgh/Baltimore, and they're just fighting for their own spot in the North. They're not really in a playoff conversation for a wild card.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's odds on this out there. I would bet them to miss. I genuinely think they're trending in that direction. They don't look like they're really figuring themselves out by any means. And I don't know how, because for a while there, they were moving pretty good, especially when Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy came back, right? Like,
a win over the Texans flips the two teams from 8-10. The Texans would fall. I think they would fall to 9th because Pittsburgh, they have the better conference record then. But Kansas City is suddenly the 8th seed because of that head-to-head. If Pittsburgh were to win, though, and Kansas City wins, we are looking at that three-way tie again.
Right.
And if Kansas City doesn't dig themselves out of 10th place because of the Pittsburgh Steelers winning a football game, they play Baltimore. That changes everything.
The Steelers?
The Ravens.
No, I mean, like, who plays Baltimore?
The Steelers do.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, say Pittsburgh wins, they actually end up at the 4, not the 9. But Kansas City still has a similar record to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm so correct in this, they played and beat the Ravens. So the Chiefs, yeah, with a Steelers win, the Chiefs beat the Texans. It's Kansas City at 8. So if the Ravens were to win, the Chiefs can only move up to 8 either way. That still is Buffalo slamming the door shut in their face. That's still, even Indianapolis is protected a little bit because teams have the same record. Kansas City's also still worse than that. If you get wins from Buffalo, LA, and the Colts, all you did, Kansas City, was keep up with a two-game split or two-game hole that you've dug yourself in. But if Houston wins here, Kansas City stays at 10 with another week passed. I'm just going to go ahead and say it's foolish of me to say that they're dead until they are until they've lost to the Houston Texans, really, is really what I would want to say on this.
Yeah, I think they're going to, so I'm jumping the gun on that.
And that's your right. I just want to go ahead and say I'm going to walk back slightly on what I said. They are mostly dead. Okay? So
I'm dying on the hill.
There's
with them.
My official correction. They are mostly dead, and Houston has a chance to put them down. And they have the defense to do it. I don't know about their offense, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Chiefs have won games like this very foolishly. It's not about logic anymore, Joe. It's about life stinks sometimes. I'm using the logic of misery in life.
Yeah, no. I mean, CJ Stroud's been fine. Nico Collins has been playing a lot better. They have a good tight end. Their running game with Woody Marks is good. So, like,
Dalton Schultz is pretty good.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz is a good tight end. So, like, I don't know. I don't see a way the Chiefs win with the way they've been playing. Andy Reid's talking about tickle and tonsils, so I guess you never know. But, like,
Joseph. So, when it comes down to it, though, this year, who has won uglier better? Houston.
Yeah. Even with Davis Mills, they have.
The Chiefs were 12-0 in one-score games last year, and here is the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
In a big way. So, yeah, I trust Houston to win the defensive low-scoring game. But it's not like Kansas City can't do it.
Right.
So, I'm going to leave my, okay, ding-dong, the witch is dead, until it actually happens against Houston. Because otherwise, there's a chance I could eat these words and they don't taste good. Take a timeout, wrap up the show. Joe Kelly over there, Derek Kramer over here. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.